I'm Cheryl Stollery, John Stollery's wife. I know that we're coming up to the anniversary, the year's anniversary, and rather than people rehashing what happened on the 26th of June and the trauma around that, which was very horrific, I'd like to, for me and for Matthew, put out our story about John, the wonderful man he was. He was a social worker, the difference he made to other people's lives, the difference he made to our lives, and the legacy that I hope to continue in John's name through the ethos that we shared as a family. I can't bring John back, but I can make sure his memory and his legacy continues and stays with us, and the good things that he did do, and he still does, through that memory, do continue, and for lessons to be learnt about how that act on that 26th of June has changed the lives of not just myself, my son Matthew, our family, our friends, our community, John's work colleagues, the children that John worked with, and young people as a social worker, but communities and countries, because it seems to me that from the Bardo Museum, from the Sousse attack, from what happened with the Egyptian plane, what happened in Paris, what's happening all over the world, we've got to learn from what's happened. We need to look at a better understanding of how we can live together. We might have differences, we might have different beliefs, but we shouldn't be making those beliefs impact and taking the lives of others.
How do you manage to cope after what had happened?
After what had happened, it was very much a numbness for me. There are good days, there are not so good days, and sometimes there are horrific days. You are on a journey in which people are demanding lots of things of you, or wanting things from you, or things that you have to do to just get through, to survive, to make decisions. And we've gone past a lot of that now, and there's time for reflection. And in that reflection, of course, I will never forget John and what he stood for. And I want to make a difference by not letting that just fade away. It's still a long journey to make, and there'll be still good days and bad days, I'm sure, for many, many months and years to come. But at the moment, on this anniversary, I want to remember John for the good things that he did and for the difference that he made to others in making their lives brighter.
Do you think you'll ever be able to, as a family, sort of use this to find some sort of closure from what happened?
I don't think there'll ever be closure, but hopefully the positives, the things that we're able to do to make a difference in John's name, will replace some of the other things. It'll never go away, it can't go away, but hopefully it will soften what has happened. It will never make me ever forget John, but I have the determination that what he started, what he meant to us, what he meant to other people, I want to carry forward. We both worked for Nottinghamshire Social Services. We both, for many years, believed in children and young people. So if what I can do is help inform them so that they can perhaps make better judgments, then maybe it may be just make a difference for the future.
And I was speaking to Neil before just about your son, Matthew. He's at university now and doing very well, and he was saying that John would be very proud of him.
John was very supportive of Matthew, and the promises that I made to John in life and the promises I made on his passing was that I will do my utmost to make sure Matthew could fulfil his dreams and his future.